Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here. Let's talk about whether hiring a speaking coach is a worthwhile investment for a small business owner. And we're going to talk about a small business owner in particular who called us up. She's from Rhode Island. But what if you would like to try public speaking for money? Well, of course, our questions from callers and listeners, interesting people all over the world, they're also reflective of our interesting audience from all over the world. So I know a lot of people would like to do public speaking. We've talked about it from time to time. What's it look like? How much do you get paid? And so on. Do you need an agency? And so in this case, Emma, our caller, we're going to look at whether this investment is the right move for her, because you do in fact have to pay if you're going to hire a speaking coach. But let's consider how public speaking could impact her entrepreneurial journey and perhaps you, or at least somebody else out there. Should I hire a speaking coach? That's today's question, coming up in just 30 seconds.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Chris. I'm Emma from Providence, Rhode Island. As a new entrepreneur who's working on a sustainable clothing line, I'm finding myself in situations where I need to speak publicly, at local community events and small business forums. I'm not a natural public speaker and often feel nervous. I'm seriously considering hiring a speaking coach to help improve my skills. Is this a worthwhile investment for a new entrepreneur like me, particularly for the growth and outreach of my business? How significant is public speaking in building a personal brand and networking?
Emma, listen, I'm always going to give it to you straight. Our longtime listeners know I'm not afraid to share opinions. Like, I always want people to do what's best for them, of course. So ultimately, if you end up going a different direction, completely understand and respect that. But my opinion is that hiring a speaking coach might not be the best or most strategic move at this stage of your journey. Speaking coaches, not all of them, please don't send me complaint mail, but they tend to be kind of like freelance publicists in that it's not really the best way to get publicity for your business. So just as I don't usually encourage people to hire publicists, I don't think you necessarily need a speaking coach. I think what you want to do is focus on growing your business. And as you grow your business, you will get more opportunities, you'll get more experience, and you will naturally grow as a speaker. And it's not to say you can't learn from a coach, but I think you can also learn a lot on your own. And the biggest challenge that most public speakers have is getting gigs. And the coach doesn't necessarily help with that so much. So I also understand you say, like, I'm not a natural public speaker. I often feel nervous. Well, I am the same way. And, you know, I just got better at it by doing it. I still feel nervous, but that's not really something to overcome. It's just something to kind of work with and such. So again, my opinion, I don't know that you need this. I think you need to focus on growing your business, and lots of other opportunities and improvement will come along the way. But of course, do what's best for you. Listeners, if you have a question or an alternate opinion, that's fine too. SideHustleSchool.com. We've got notes for every episode. This one's 2604. Got a new episode coming out every single day. Going to talk to you next week about retro arcade game cabinets, about a recording setup, about YouTube, about email lists. So much more is on the way. So thanks so much for being out there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.